Hey everybody, this is Frank from the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy Podcast. Thank you as always for tuning in and listening. I'm actually going to switch something up a little bit. So instead of being the de facto number one source of all of Easter Blip for Street Fighter 2 for the game, I'm actually here to talk about a game that I'm working on to create, which is called FCW, Frank Clement Wrestling. I think what I'm going to do from now is just switch a little bit. I'll still talk about the game from Street Fighter 2. It's still my favorite game of all time. Don't get me wrong. I'll still talk about other games and stuff. And, of course, I'm going to still talk about hanging out with Nate the Great and my little guy, which is our co-host for Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. But just wanted to, you know, I think, like, people that know me and that, you know, really, you know, are big fans of the pod, they know that, you know, I love challenges, I love to be challenged, and I love to find new things to try to work on just to, you know, build myself with personal growth. And one of my bucket list things was to always create a video game. So I just had, like, this idea for, I had multiple ideas, don't get me wrong, and also had, like, an idea for Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy, but I didn't really feel comfortable with going with that, only because it's something that's established. Also, you have to know coding. I know one iota of coding at all. So that's also not in my favor, too. But yeah, I think one of the biggest things for me was that I just wanted to create a video game. And I have two additional loves that are greater than my adoration for video games personally, not, you know, my family, my wife, my child, you know, not that stuff, notwithstanding. Love you, Ash. Love you, Nate. But I've always been a big wrestling fan. That's day one. And I think I talked about the hierarchy that I had. Loosely speaking, my hierarchy personally is wrestling, action figures, video games. And even when I do get into my little, you know, in and out of adoration for video games, I know that wrestling would never change. In fact, it only increased with the launch of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, as well as, whatchamacallit, it decreased with AEW wrestling, and it also increased with just looking at, like, WWE did it with their, I forgot the name of it. Southpaw Regional Wrestling. And then Impact had, like, the Impact Wrestling Night. It had that, like, you know, for a good minute. So I just love, like, that 80s throwback, you know, no holds barred type of wrestling. That was something that always appealed to me. And it's something that I just wanted to encapsulate in, like, a role-playing game. But I also wanted to make the entry or barrier as simple, but yet, you know, slightly challenging, you know. So I wanted to create something that was like a role-playing game style. So basically, think Pokemon, but wrestling and wrestling moves. So that's the idea that I'm working on. And I'm, you know, unlike other ideas that I had, I'm actually excited just to, you know, work on the project. Because, again, I don't, you know, I think, like, unlike other projects, this is something where I just wanted to create something from scratch and not use, like, an existing world. And this episode was ironically going to talk about, you know, if Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy, if I had, like, balance patches and stuff and whatnot. And, I mean, that's cool and all, but, you know, I feel more led for this wrestling project where, you know, once I finish school, I'll be able to concentrate a little bit more with, you know, learning coding and learning some of the stuff. So that way I'll be able to, like, you know, really put, you know, my best foot forward with creating this game and creating this idea for the game and just fleshing. So right now I'm just fleshing out some of the characters, some of the moves. So I'm doing, like, a system where I get to, like, whatchamacallit, I get to attribute, like, you know, whatchamacallit, like, numbers to move sets. And I'll be able to talk about that a little bit more in depth, because I think, like, when I verbally, personally for me, you know, it's just a continuation of what I'm doing. So having that, you know, verbal acknowledgement, acknowledge me, like Roman Reigns, but having that verbal acknowledgement, like, okay, this is what it's hidden for. So we're doing this, 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 and that. But also it helps me with, like, okay, this is where I'm at in the developing. So the first thing I wanted to do is just flesh out everything. And I think that was my biggest mistake, where I had, like, a comprehensive idea, but I didn't have everything in depth. So the reason being is that once, oh, that's what she's talking about. So my wife just went to a dental place, and it's called Dentist. So that's it. It's just, you know, just Dentist. That was it. And this person is just literally stopping at every single light. And it's redonkulous. Like, every single red light, green light, they're just stopping. I mean, you're supposed to stop at red lights, don't get me wrong. But they're also stopping at green lights and just being there. And I'm like, okay. But that was one of the biggest things that I wanted to do, was just, like, flesh out everything. So everything is fleshed out. And then, two, I'll be able to find, like, what type of program would I use to create. I'm thinking about GB Studio. It might actually help. And plus, it'll have something like the little small sprites. But I wanted to do, like, as less graphics as possible. Everything's just going to be narrative-based. I might not get the full-fledged gamut of it, but I just want narrative-based with this drawing. So that's, like, the second thing. And third, I actually had, like, a really funny idea. I don't know if it'll be possible, but I just wanted to create, like, a game that would be available on, you know, the Kindle. And so, like, if you're reading, like, the Kindle or the Amazon Nook or something, you can just have this game where, you know, you just, similar to, like, reading a book. So that's kind of, like, how I want it, because I think, like, the narrative and the story is definitely a key component in wrestling games. And the action's beautiful, but I think if there's a way you can, like, draw the narrative component within the wrestling as well, I think you just, you know, reach for so much gold. So with that, definitely going to be updating a lot more in the future with these ideas. And as I'm driving on snow now, got to get back to my little ham hock so I can let him play in the snow. This has been the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. This has been your host, Frank. Peace.